Check, check. Okay. All right, we'll start. There's not much on the agenda as far as... the work session, although why don't we just talk about the NIMAP program. This is, again, hot off the press. There, I've been talking with a guy since Labor Day, or a little before Labor Day, Javier Barrios, and he's with NIMAP, which is a company...
Good Energy?
Well, good. He works for Good Energy, and NIMAP is working with Good Energy for this municipal consortium that the Association of Towns is recommending that we take a look at. And they came up with, they did a comparison on the rates. We had to provide them a bunch of our bills. And then they went out and compared our rates to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other energy producers, and came up with an estimated savings of over $14,000 in power over 36 months, which was similar to another study that they had done. We just weren't ready to act on it. I called Association of Towns to make sure that Good Energy was in fact a legitimate company, or a company that they would endorse to do the study for us. They confirmed that. I talked to Chris Anderson at the Association of Towns. He was one of their attorneys, and said that, yeah, they've been very successful in finding savings. Now, the market varies. So I would ask that the board consider putting an item on tonight's agenda allowing for us to sign this agreement, because, you know, rates vary day to day. And when I say this is hot off the press, this is today's rates. He wanted to wait until today to get us the rates so that we had the most accurate information on what those would be.
So it looks like you can choose whether you do this for 1, 2, 3, or 4 years, according to this sheet.
Yep.
So he's recommending, or you're recommending, we just go for the 3-year term.
Yes. Yep. And I copied you on that email that I received from him. He suggests a 36-month agreement, which is the term you previously had in place, that I think went back prior to me being on this board. Right. I think the previous administration had signed that.
Is that one expired?
Yeah.
So we're talking about $4,600 a year.
Yep. Well, which is pretty significant, given that we don't, as a whole, we're pretty efficient in our energy usage. Mm-hmm. And David probably have give you a better idea of what we go through. I mean, this savings, coupled with the fact that we're going to be generating revenue in the back from a tenant to help also offset costs, is good news.
Well, it just sounds like we're picking 36 months because that's what someone did in the past. I mean, is that a good reason to pick 36 months?
Well, the other thing, you know, the market varies. I mean, it looks like the best savings is 12 months.
Two years.
And then looks like he splits the baby between 48 and 2 years, which is 3 years, which is what we were on before.
Well, he's using the 3-year number, 13,787. That's why he said close to $14,000.
Yep.
I mean, the difference between any of them is pennies.
Pennies.
It's insignificant.
How are you guys doing?
So, I mean, if you think this is the right thing, I don't have a problem going for 3 years.
Javier's the professional, and he's the one that Association of Talents is backing. And
so should we add this to the agenda?
Yeah, for the board's permission. We just went over, Roman, in your mailbox is, I received this today, which was an energy analysis from Good Energy, which is the company that works for the Association of Towns and a municipal consortium for energy buying.
Okay.
And you remember, some time ago, maybe a month ago or so, we authorized them to negotiate rates or to work on our behalf to try to find an energy provider that was more cost effective, and they did that, and they came up with Hudson Energy. That's going to provide us a savings of $14,000 for a 36-month term.
That's awesome.
So I guess what the board is willing to do is add that as an agenda item.
Should they have a contract for you? Or?
They do. I don't have that here. They didn't send the contract. We have to pass a motion first, and then they'll forward the contract. And what I'll do is I'll have Tony take a look at it before I sign it. But tonight, if you guys are comfortable with that savings.
So what are we passing the motion for, to accept the contract?
No, it'd be a motion to accept Good Energy's proposal with Hudson Energy for a 3-year term. There, I'm sorry, a 36-month term with an estimated savings of $14,000.
Now, who are they taking the place of right now? Is that?
I don't know. It's that we're on a plan, or we were on a plan.
Sure.
It's very similar to what the previous administration had signed. The only difference is the company that negotiated those rates were from Texas. And Association of Towns wasn't completely confident in that Texas company's ability to work within procurement policies in New York State, so they went with Good Energy, which is a New York company. They're based out of Manhattan.
Okay.
And I checked with the Association of Towns, and I mentioned to the board that I spoke with the Association of Towns attorney Chris Anderson, and he endorsed them. So, Tony, you want to craft a resolution for that?
Yeah. Good Energy is the company we're going with. Who was Berrios with? He was the Is he with
I'm
Good
here.
Energy?
Yeah. He's with Good Energy, Good Energy. LP.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
with that, I have something.
Okay, your vehicle.
Vehicle safety thing? I got Nancy to type it all up, clean it up for me, send it to you guys. Bob Girassi made a great suggestion, and I told him I'd do it, and I totally forgot. But there's...
It was a great suggestion anyway.
I had to blow him off. Really stuck with him.
I blew him off. This really spells out reporting requirements, and then driver's responsibility at the scene, and follow-up, and the department head's responsibility. And it really talks about, you know, if you're in an accident, stop, turn your flashers on, raise your hood, call 911, blah, blah, blah. Bob's point was, whoa, what if it's just a minor little fender bender, or, you know, someone hits a mailbox, or someone hits
a lawnmower.
A lawnmower hit something and blew a tire. So on driver's responsibility, I took item number one and just rewrote it to say that if the driver determines that this is a minor incident with no injuries, no other vehicles involved, simply notify your department head and discuss what next steps should be. Otherwise, call 911.
Oh, there you go.
Okay? So if you guys are okay with that change.
I am, absolutely.
I'll just have Nancy type this up and say this is final.
Yeah, and the only other thing I would change, and it's just grammatical, we're on your vehicle safety. The town should be capitalized because we're talking about life
safety. Specific, yeah.
You got it.
Yep. Perfect. That was simple.
Awesome.
I did text you and say, yeah, I'll do it. Now, you know what? Just do it. Just a sentence. Very good.
So what are our next steps? Do we have to vote on this? Or
you want to put this in as a motion to adopt the vehicle safety policy?
Sure.
copy of this to Nancy, get her typed up, and send it to you as a final version.
Notes in here, yeah.
Approved.
So, are we going to vote on it tonight, or
we could? Yeah, I mean that's the only change. I was comfortable with it before that, but okay. That was a good catch. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a catastrophic.
No.
Right.
Yeah. What do we call it? The vehicle safety policy. Motor vehicle.
No. Well, it's not just motor vehicle. It's
vehicle.
Yeah, vehicle safety procedures.
Vehicle safety.
Yeah, because what we don't want is people to say, oh, this is not a car, it's just a lawnmower. I don't have to, no big deal. Well, no, it is a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Cool.
Yep.
Thanks.
These dates, can we talk about these a little bit?
Yeah. So, we have basically all the budgets in, which is amazing. So we're way ahead of where we were last year in being able to populate the budget, the tentative budget. So based on where we are now, we have some proposed dates on the budget calendar.
The only issue we have is the 27th. And the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th are Wednesdays. That's a Thursday.
Yep. So if you want to take a look at your...
Can we go to 26?
Yeah, take a look at your calendars. I just had Wednesdays because they were the... I didn't want to use work sessions of our... for our meetings, town board meetings.
Oh, absolutely.
So take a look at your calendar and see. These are just tentative, obviously. We just...
Yep.
We had to put something down. So...
Could we change the 27th to the 26th?
Yeah, actually, the 27th is a Thursday. The 26th is a Wednesday.
Right, that's the only one that I have an issue with. So
the 20th because you have an open house?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's do the 26th, which is a Wednesday.
That makes them all Wednesdays.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Perfect.
Good for me.
Those are at 6 o'clock.
6 p.m.
Mary's happy.
6 o'clock in the conference room. So this is what's going to happen this year. The first year, I kind of carved up the tentative budget before it was, I sat down with all the department heads and, the first budget that was presented was a very trim budget. Last year, I went the other way. I left it alone. And this year, I'm going to do the same thing. Whatever's proposed by the department heads will be defended by the department heads during the work sessions. The department heads by now know that they should be presenting budgets based on need and not wants. We were very clear as a board last year in the direction that we want to head as far as projections. If you remember the chart that we put forth, the restrictions on our spending, the constants that we assumed that there would not be an increase in assessed value, we assumed that we would keep our spending at 2%, cap our spending at 2%, we assumed that there would be no additional funds from outside coming in to help offset costs like CHIPS. So based on that, I'm going to be working with Dave before the tentative budget is set, just so that you can get an idea of what's being proposed and how that compares to our goals. And then it's going to be our job as a board to work with the department heads to try to craft a budget that works within that vision. Now there's going to be some things that are going to be surprises that come up as far as revenues. We have some revenues that are going to be higher than expected in certain areas, which is going to give us some wiggle room and flexibility as to how we go about it. We're actually in a really good position this year, but it's still going to be based on what I've seen in the budgets being presented, one budget in particular, it's going to be a very intense process to try to come up with a budget that allows us to accomplish our mission. So that's all I'll really say right now. Just because the budget isn't fully populated with all those numbers yet. And I think this is the earliest that we've been able to produce a tentative schedule on the budget process. We're way ahead. We're actually with this a week ahead. We might be able to adopt the budget if things go smoothly a week ahead of schedule. And again, what I hope to accomplish is we committed to the public that last year we had a goal sheet that had constants year by year by year by year. I want to provide another goal sheet so that a resident can say, okay, this is what they said last year, and this is where they are this year. It's just accountability. Right. I think if we methodically use that policy, it'll make sense to the public, and I think we're going to end up with a really good product in the end.
Sounds good.
Sounds wonderful.
All right, so the only change on these proposed dates and things is September 26 is a budget work session. Okay. So August 3rd, department heads furnished with budget forms. We did that. September 4th, budget request due to controller. Everybody was able to provide that. September 20th is going to be when we have the tentative budget filed with the town clerk. And then work sessions ensue after that, September 26th, October 3rd, October 10th, October 17th. October 25th, we'll have a notice of a public hearing on what we've come up with so far. The public hearing has to be 5 days after that. It doesn't say business days, it says 5 days. So November 1st conforms to New York law, which will be a public hearing on the 2019 budget. And then November 15th, is our goal for adoption of the 2019 budget. And again, if that happens, we'll be a week ahead. So it gives us flexibility. If we need more time, we can take more time. We can throw in more work sessions, but this is where we are now.
So we'll get our budget at the town board meeting on the 20th.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, look forward to it. Sounds like a plan.
Awesome.
Okay. I do have to call an executive session for a personnel matter. So, can I get a motion to go into executive session at 5:50 to deal with a personnel matter?
I'll move it.
Second.
All's in favor?
Aye.
All's opposed? Motion carried. We are in executive session.